So where do we find them? Around the high tide mark, or above, say up to 5 metres above the high tide mark. They deposit then in a marine environment, an estuarine sort of situation. They're grey to grey-green muds at the start, which are compacted. And if you then take those materials, which are iron-rich sediments, and add the following ingredients, sulfate, organic matter, and the correct bacteria, which is sulfate-reducing bacteria, then you'll form iron pyrites. That's why I said in the East Coast then, it's in the mangrove sort of environments that you're likely to find these things. Now, there are maps that have been generated for Australia that are quite accurate into where the occurrence of the acid sulfate soils are. But once you want to get down to the fine detail, it's field measurements that you're going to use to figure out whether the particular block that you're interested in has got problems with acid sulfate soils or not. So a nice local example is Bluewater. So if you drive down Reed Road then, looking over to the left, they've got that new thing that's going on the flat there. They had some major problems with acid sulfate soils in there. We actually tried to analyse some of the soil samples there. We couldn't get any actual acid sulfate soils, but it certainly got plenty of pyrite material in it. They've gone for a burial as the option for most of their ones. Pretty much hide it out of sight as soon as you've found it.